Jackie Hamilton was killed in 1984 by the IRA. Jackie Sproul, his nephew, is with us this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell me what this commemoration means to you.
Well, it means nothing to me, to be quite honest.
The impact it has on you.
The impact? Well, for a start, my mother is Jackie's sister. And
Roberta.
She's given interviews. Yep, Roberta. She's given interviews there last week. And this whole thing has made her just very ill. In fact, she's away to the doctor again this morning because of it.
Can you describe to me the demeanour of Roberta, of how this much is this impacting on her?
I mean, she's went back into herself again. I mean, this is the first time she's ever spoke out about it, because they're actually going to tramp over the spot where Jackie was shot. The march is actually going ahead where another member of the security forces was murdered outside the police station, and where Jackie was shot in 1980, going up the Castle Fun Road, going to his day job.
Did you hear what the Deputy First Minister said this morning?
I actually didn't know.
He said that this commemoration will be dignified and peaceful, and people have got to respect Republicans' right to remembrance.
Republicans' right to remembrance? But why do they have to walk and parade against, you know, the sites where two members of the security forces were murdered? I mean, them boys weren't coming across the bar there to buy a bag of chips or nothing. They were coming in to murder. And it unfortunately for them, went off prematurely across the border in County Donegal. If they want to commit those two people's lives, why don't they do it on the spot where they blew themselves up?
So why do you think they are doing it, where they are?
God only knows. I don't know why they're doing it. To be honest, it's nothing to do with orange and green, as far as we're concerned, in Castlederg. It's nothing to do with Protestant versus Catholic, because my Uncle Jackie was actually married in a Catholic. It's about right and wrong. Terrorism should not be glorified in any way, shape or form. Should that be loyalist, Republican, dissident, whatever?
Does it make a difference to you that Sinn Féin have said there will be no reenactments?
Not one bit. Not one bit.
I just want to ask you again about Roberta.
Yeah.
And what you have seen in her.
Mm-hmm.
She's had to go to the doctor because of this, has she?
Yep, she has.
Because what's happening to her psychologically?
Well, this has brought everything back. I mean, 13 days after my uncle died, my granny also died, her mother. She died of a broken heart. I mean, she didn't want to go on. Her only son was murdered. And Mum never got a chance to grieve, because my three sisters are very small. And she didn't have a chance to grieve then.
What will your mother be doing on Sunday while this is happening?
Well, all the family will be at the protest on Sunday. We'll be at the front of the protest, and we'll be having a peaceful, dignified religious service in the middle of the town, which is shared space, as Barry McAuliffe and Sinn Féin like to keep impressing upon us. And I'd like to thank personally the SDLP for coming out and saying that it's abhorrent as well, because it shows that we aren't being sectarian.
Jackie, finally, Martin McGuinness today has defended what he calls this commemoration,
yeah,
this act of remembrance. What is the direct message from your family to the Deputy First Minister, who says that he wants to reach out to all different communities in Northern Ireland and that he is a man of peace? What's your direct message from your family to Martin McGuinness?
Well, I don't know from the family, but from myself, that's just a soundbite. I mean, they've taken off their boiler suits and they've put on their play suits. They might wear different clothes, but the IRA is still the IRA, no matter what you look at it. And the supposed act of remembrance is just an insult. And saying to the Protestant community, oh, we want to reach out, that's a disgrace.
Jackie, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you. The 10 o'clock news on the BBC comes right now.